Must we all eventually lose our minds? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. They're called super agers, people in their 80s and 90s who can remember things as well as people in their 50s and 60s. Northwestern University in Chicago started recruiting them last year by putting out a notice inviting elderly people to take memory tests, like this one.
I want you to tell me as many of the words as you can remember. Brick, triangle,
Michael,
crab,
age 87, was able to remember 8 of the 12 words.
Oval, cube, pentagon.
He passed and was given a brain scan. And those brain scans are revealing real physical differences between superager brains and brains that are just plain aging. The cortex, the outer layer of the brain, is significantly thicker.
When we measure the thickness of the cortex, we're getting a measure for the health of the brain. So the thicker, the better.
Neuroscientist Emily Rogalski, who's running the study, and who says this shows that mental decline is not inevitable.
Maybe it's possible to maintain optimal memory as we age.
Okay, but what's the superager's secret?
I've always kept very active.
That's Michael, age 87. Here's Barbara, age 85.
You've got to get up every day with the idea that this is going to be a great day.
But whether it's the positive attitude that's keeping their brains healthy, or their healthy brains that are keeping their attitudes positive, that's still a mystery. They've all agreed to donate their brains to research after they die, although considering how active they are, that might be a while. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.